Blog Talk Radio.
Ancestral
pull towards these traditions, and it's kind of funny because originally I was taught that, voodoo was bad and a lot of other different traditions were bad, so I stayed away from them. But as I got older, I kind of kept seeing some of these types of spirits from different traditions. One of the main ones was Baron Cimetière, or Baron del Cimitario, is how he's known in different traditions. And when I was going on a trip, appeared in one of my dreams, and that kind of started me more onto voodoo specifically, and finding out more about that tradition. And I kind of happened to kind of look at Santeria when I was in New Orleans, because it kind of mixed voodoo and hoodoo and Santeria and Ifa all in the same city. So I was kind of introduced to that via New Orleans. And so I started looking at Santeria, and while I was prepping to do Ocha, I discovered that I needed to get initiated in Palo. So Palo is actually one of my main, Palo Mayombe is actually one of my main traditions now, more than Ocha. But I've kind of delved into different ATRs, or African traditional religions, over the past 5, 6 years now. And Sikhism is actually something that was kind of a later thing, because I needed to kind of find a balance with what my practices were. I'm not Christian. I grew up in a Christian, Protestant, Baptist type environment. I've been baptized Catholic, but I'm not really a practicing Christian. So Sikhism was kind of a, I guess, kind of a cooler tradition for me to follow, more than some of the hotter, aggressive stuff that I do with Apollo. I guess I can put it that way.
Okay. And how long have you been reading tarot, and what would you say are some of your favorite tarot decks?
Oh, wow. So I've been reading tarot since somewhere around 10, 11. My first deck was the Dragon Tarot. I've owned so many different types of decks, but most of them are, I try to find every multicultural deck out on the market. So I've had the World Spirit Tarot, the Tarot Illuminati, all the Afro-Brazilian Tarot, the Tarot of the Orishas, Lukumi Tarot, quite a few. And some of them, when I didn't have a deck, when I needed to read and I needed something fast, I would carry like a basic deck. I never actually bought the Rider-Waite deck. Funny thing.
Right, I understand. I never have either. I've never. It doesn't spark anything in me, honestly. But I understand that most of your decks are traditionally somewhat based on the Rider-Waite tradition.
Oh, I use the soft deck a lot too.
Right, the Crowley deck. Okay. Can you tell everybody just a little bit about your Kickstarter and how you're using Kickstarter to help fund your decks, and what some of the plans you have mapped out on your Kickstarter for the packages?
Okay. So I started this project in May, and I came up with the idea that it was kind of a, how do I put it? It was kind of a response to what I saw in the news, what I saw around me in the community. And also, it was kind of a play on what people used to say about me when I was a reader. So when I used to read professionally, some people didn't understand how I read or how I worked with spirits or mediumship, and they used to laugh and say I did voodoo. And so I kind of reclaimed that kind of almost weird or negative connotation, and I made the Voodoo Tarot from that. And with that project, I wanted to kind of make a more Afrocentric representation of a lot of the Lawas that are in, which are spirits in Haitian voodoo, and also 21 divisions, which is Dominican style voodoo. So that's where the concept of the voodoo tarot kind of came about. And I thought, there's going to be 78 cards, and I added a wild card. I wanted every card in the deck to have a different Lawa. And there's certainly enough spirits in both traditions to do that. I mean, there's some I left out. Some of them I put in alternate cards, but that was the main idea behind the project. And the second deck kind of came about based on, like I said earlier, my other experiences with Ocha and Paolo Mayombe, and I also had experience with Espiritismo, Umbanda from Brazil, and also being a Sikh, Hinduism, and a lot of other pagan-type conjure spirits that people usually work with in the hoodoo conjure community. So the second deck was more of an eclectic mix with all the different traditions that I've had been exposed to since I started working with ATRs.
Okay. So you said the first deck is, as you explained it to me earlier, was more just voodoo, and the second deck is a little more open. Can you describe that distinction a little bit more just so people can understand there's two different decks?
Okay.
And each. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's two different decks. The Voodoo Tarot is all voodoo, Lawa, and then the Espiritismo Tarot is, they're split up by tradition, so all the cups or Orishas, the wands, they're fiery type of decks, they're spirits from Umbanda and Kimbanda, so Exus and Papagira from Brazil. And then you have the swords are all deities from Hinduism, so Krishna, Ganesh, Kali, Shiva, and then finally you have this, I call the pinnacle skulls. So you have this suit of pinnacles or skulls, and they're all Nkisi from Paolo Mayombe. So every Nkisi in that suit has, you know, a pot with skulls or something like that, something that resembles an Nganga or an Nkisi. And then the major arcana have kind of a mix. So you have, you know, the death card is Santa Muerte. The full card is Eshu, the Orisha, a couple of Orishas in there. You have some more conjure type spirits that other people work with. There's some Hindi stuff. So the major arcana was really the most eclectic bunch. But all the suits kind of go by tradition within the deck.
Okay. And what would you say is your influence as far as the artwork on each of the cards? I know there's a lot of detail I've seen on the Kickstarter where you detail how you took it from, say, maybe a Catholic saint image to the image that you work with all the way down to the finished image.
So I used, for each card, I looked at the Rider-Waite imagery, but I didn't really use that as my main starting point. I did all the research for each spirit, looking at what's the Catholic saint syncretism, and then I looked at what colors are associated with that spirit, and also what were the popular depictions of that spirit, either in the Catholic or Afrocentric version. So I looked at Haitian voodoo droplets or flags. I looked at statues. I looked at old paintings. I looked at books. I looked at how people dressed when they were mounted by that spirit in possession. Those are all kind of my sources. And also I use personal experience. So if I had a dream about a certain spirit, That's more reflected in the deck. For example, I had a dream about Bimbala, and he's pretty much the only one in the deck that looks kind of European. And it wasn't intentional, but that's the way he appeared to me in a dream. He appeared as, and I was thinking it totally different. I was thinking, you know, he's going to be a white snake, but he appeared to me as a kind of a white skinned person with long white hair and a snake tail as a body, and that's how he appeared to me. So that's how I went with it in the deck. It's when I look at older Haitian drapos and research, that's not actually too uncommon to see different Lawa with like snake tails and fish tails, and some of them have multiple heads, or you know, Bosu having a man with a, like a minotaur type look. So when I did the research, I didn't feel like I was kind of going from left field with these depictions or making it too much like a fantasy comic book or a Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing. I tried to make it still grounded in the tradition and how people used to depict these different Lawa. So it's a little, you know, when you start seeing, like with the Simbis, you're seeing snake people, it's still grounded in that tradition of where it came from in terms of the Haitian drapos and other types of art where people do have that kind of anthropomorphic, half-human, half-animal type look.
Okay, and each deck comes with a book. How many pages is the book? How much detail does the book give?
Okay, the book. The guidebook is about 100 pages, so that's the initial what I quoted the vendor. It's obviously going to be a lot more the more I go into it. So the digital, everyone will get the digital copy. So the digital copy will be the same amount as what the art book's going to be. So the art book is going to have, you know, a page for each, just talking about the artwork, and then it's going to go into the spirit, exactly what I said before, what I used for material. So the colors, the saint associated with it, you know, any type of feast days, offerings, and some will have prayers and some will not. And
okay,
the ones that will not are for good reason.
Understood. And okay, and we had talked earlier, of course, but try to explain to people how your Kickstarter is going. What do they need to do to acquire a deck through the Kickstarter page?
Okay, so Kickstarter.com is a crowdfunding platform. It runs on an all-or-nothing type setup. So you set a goal, you can't change it. Once it starts, it starts. And if you meet the goal, you know, it's awesome. They take their fees out, and you get the rest of the money. If you don't meet the goal, you don't get anything. So that was a learning process in itself. I ran the Kickstarter once during the end of October into November. I made about 88% of it. So right after it was unsuccessful, I immediately relaunched it, and primarily from people who were telling me, they're saying, okay, if this doesn't go through, what do? I really want your deck. So I immediately relaunched it, and then it was funded with a slightly lower goal, and it was funded within 3 days. So it still has about 26 days to go, and it's fully funded right now. I put in the amount that it would take for printing, I think it's 1,000 copies of the main deck, and then the second deck, I'm just printing them individually. kind of a smaller bulk.
Okay.
But part of the rewards I'm offering is a lot of custom graphic design work. So a lot of people are choosing to not just get one deck, they're getting both decks. I have a limited edition spread cloth that was custom designed based off the background of the cards. And unlike the first campaign, instead of just the purple, I have six different colors. So there's dark blue, light blue, a green, a purple, and a pink, and also red. So they're all the colors that are in the deck, and a pink one. And I also have this Become a Tarot Card reward where people can tell me exactly what they want to be. Oh, if they want to put themselves or someone else in a tarot card, what would they want it to be? What would it look like? What would their character look like? What's the background? What's the design want to be? And that's one of the rewards that I'm offering. So you could basically be your own tarot card, wild card, or any other card in the deck, and you can use that yourself in your own tarot card deck.
That is awesome. You hear that, people? That you could be your own tarot card if you go to the Kickstarter and choose one of the packages. Real quick, tell them what the package with one deck might cost, the package with two decks. Just real quick, if you want to run down just a couple of those packages.
Okay. So I had a sale during the previous campaign. There's still a few slots left for the $35 price for the deck. The Voodoo Tarot is normally $50, and that includes the shipping anywhere around the world. And the Espiritismo Tarot is $45, and again, free shipping. All the decks are free shipping. There's only on the sale one, it's a $5 difference if it's U.S. or international. But everything else is free shipping. It includes spread cloth, prints, the guidebook. You get digital wallpapers for your phone, for your desktop. You get a digital copy of the art book, and some of the... So you can buy both decks. You can become a tarot card with both decks. You can become a tarot card with just buying the Voodoo Tarot deck. You can get multiples. There's a reward for getting the art book, and that's going to be printed by Blurb, and that's a glossy hardcover 250-page art book. Which every card and alternate card and all the different details that I described before. Also with the deck, you get five additional cards. So if you only buy one deck, you can pick five cards from either the extra ones that I created or from the Espiritismo deck, and you can get those.
I'm excited. I want both decks. So I will definitely be on Kickstarter getting my decks soon, definitely. We're almost at the end. It went by pretty quick, I told you. Everybody, please tune in tomorrow night. Monroe Singh will be back again tomorrow night to actually do some tarot readings. The show's only half an hour, so try to call in as soon as you can. It's going to be first come, first serve. Was there anything else you wanted to say before we close out?
With the readings, I do them kind of differently. I read more intuitively. So if I'll tell you exactly what cards come up, but if I get any messages or feel or see any spirits relating to the client, then I just say it how I receive the message. So it's a little bit different. I don't read, strictly on the meanings of each card. I do it kind of how I feel about the whole situation, the client. And sometimes I say stuff before I even shuffle, so.
Well, good, good. I hope you're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I hope everybody's looking forward to it. Thank you for being with us tonight, Monroe, and we will see you again tomorrow night. And I hope everybody has a good evening. This is Sabanur closing out iMagi Nation Radio. I will see you all in about 24 hours. Thank you.
Got to do your thing.